So it's May 17th, 2023, 1812 hours Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green here. This is a song from Ace, the band Ace, and Paul Carrack from March 1975, originally in the U.S. It's called How Long?
How long has this been going on?
47 years this has been going on. And that recording was from 2010, evidently, which is 35 years after the original release, so that's interesting. So apparently Paul Carrick is still going on himself at that point in 2010. And it's not the last time I've seen it performed by him either, as far as me having seen the online renditions of that song, one with Eric Clapton, for example. Our study for today in the Wild Road article we considered the radiocarbon, and now 9 and 6. Right. Incredibly, this is chapter 9, paragraph 6 of part 2 of Wild Road. Incredibly, the Turin canon allots 27 years for Kasakemwe, thus nearly the 28 from 2709 to 2681 BCE, discussed earlier in this chapter. A shift of about 13 years is allowed after calibration of radiocarbon samples for those six samples that are uncertain as to belonging to Djoser or to Kasakemwe. These six are, and then I give all the numbers, the plus or minus, and this is before the present, it's called, how many years before the present being 1950 as a standard year to which these years are defined or measured or related. So 4084 plus or minus 32, that's with a 95% confidence. And also the range given here, see, that's plus or minus 32, which is a range of 64 years. But this range given here after that converted to BCE, it's 2702 to 2564 BCE with a confidence of 68.9%. So that range is less than 64. It's a range of 38 years, in fact, with a 69% probability or confidence. So there we have it. And that's one example. And then all the other samples are given also. After that, they're all listed there with the same convention being used. The first number is the confidence, 68 in this case, for example, for the 4145 plus or minus 32. That's with a 68% confidence. And then the 65.8% probability is for the range of 2763 to 2663, and so on. So they're all the same in that regard, in terms of the way in which they're expressed. And they all agree with 2681 plus 13 equals 2694 as far as what the date is of those samples. They all agree with 2694 within the error limits or error confidence limits. So that's actually pretty good. It turns out, for radiocarbon dates so old, this is very astonishing, in fact, and strongly confirms our original assessment or date of 2682/2681 BCE for Djoser Year 1. That's quite probable. Toby Wilkinson provides confirmation regarding this in his Year 2000 book, Royal Annals of Ancient Egypt, in which, on page 53, the reconstruction of Kaiser, this is another gentleman, Kaiser, is in some large measure said to have been praised by Krauss, who in 1996, according to Wilkinson, assessed it, quote, the most stringent used in any reconstruction proposed to date, end quote. Those were Krauss's words, according to Wilkinson, referring to Kaiser's methodology, and, quote, the most plausible in historical terms, end quote, about Kaiser's conclusions. That is taken from what Krauss said in 1996. Where the Palermo Stone's rectal register 5 indicates a reign of no more than 16 years for the first king of the Old Kingdom, Mr. Kaiser had offered the name of Nebka. Mr. Wilkinson would give Kasekemwy 16 years in place of Kaiser's Nebka and asserts, quote, recent archaeological evidence has proved beyond reasonable doubt that there was no such king in this position, i.e. this king Nebka being a wrong name. Kasekemwy having been succeeded on the throne by Netjeriket, and he is represented by the, quote, N, underline, quote, in the following three names of the pharaoh Djoser, one of which ends with the expression N, underline, in other words, Netjeriket, and the second of which consists of something followed by Netjeriket again. It's interesting. And the last name of which is, in fact, purely Netjeriket. So the third of those three names possibly is his throne name. I'm not sure now, but there are three names for each. I mean, the pharaoh has multiple names. And the names serve different purposes. One name is the Nebti name, for example. For example, that's just one name. Has nothing to do with the king called Nebka. There's a name called the Nebti name. And there's the throne name and so on. There are different names for the pharaoh. In this case, the word Netjeriket occurs in Djoser's name several times, in three of his names, actually. And pharaohs had sometimes more than three names, even though later lists interpose a king Nebka as first ruler of the Third Dynasty or Old Kingdom, which is another name for the Third Dynasty. The Old Kingdom, it's called. So later lists, in fact, did interpose a king called Nebka as the first ruler of the Third Dynasty. Just for note, for reference, but we don't need to adhere to that. The 28 years assigned by Manetho to Necherophes, this is another king, as the first king of Dynasty 3, were said to have given Kaiser a, quote, lesser, unquote, reason to assign Kasekemwy this position. Although one sees little similarity between the names. Netjeriket, for example, and Necherophes or Necherophes. Necherophes compared to Netjeriket. Necherophes, Netjeriket. There's not a lot of similarity. Or also Kasekemwy compared to Necherophes. Not a lot of similarities. Although one sees little similarities, noting Dynasty 3's first two kings fit equally well in years with Osiris and Thoth as Kasekemwy and Djoser. The 28 years of Osiris and as far as the 28 years as Necherophes goes, for example, And Thoth, how many years did Thoth rule? Well, there are different sources for that. And how many years did we say for the first king of the Old Kingdom, Djoser? How many years for him? Did we say here in this paragraph? I'm not sure if we said here. Anyway, we can look back throughout this paragraph. I think, well, we added 13 years because we thought that 13 years was the reign of Kasekemwy. Is that true? Or that's Djoser's reign, apparently, 13 years. Is that true? No, wait a minute. It's not clear. But it shouldn't be clear. I mean, if we oversimplify, we would be very wrong to present it in that way, because it's not as simple as one might think. You know, it's certainly not as simple as one thinks. But all the information that I'm aware of is presented in this chapter somewhere. It's all here. We're going to talk about it probably later on too. But if not, well, it still relates to whatever other information is presented by other people. So Kasekemwy apparently reigned for 28 years, which corresponds to Osiris. I'm just having trouble understanding how many years that Djoser reigned. At the moment, do we know that? We'd have to look back. Yeah. Well, Djoser relates to Typhon. Right. And he reigned for 28 years. Right. So, is that true? No, Typhon reigned before Djoser. That's right. Typhon, that's Thoth, and he reigned before Djoser. So that's the 28 years again. But the total... See, Menes and Athothis, that's not old, that's before the Old Kingdom. Menes and Athothis, they precede the Old Kingdom of Egypt. It's interesting. Did we mention how many years Djoser reigned? We're going to have to search for it, I think. Okay. Djoser. Let's see. I think I'm possibly taking it, the reign of Djoser, from some secular source, but I don't know where the source is, and they might have. There's no point in looking it up now because they may have changed it now. They can change whatever they want. Whatever the sources are, can be changed by the people who present the information. So it's not really worth checking. But at the time I wrote this, I certainly believed that Djoser was corresponding well to Thoth in terms of his reign length. At the last sentence here where I mentioned that, Osiris and Thoth. Interesting. Kasekemwy and Djoser. That's Dynasty 3, right? Yeah. And that's not necessarily the same as the Old Kingdom. It is in terms of the modern-day Third Dynasty, but the the Dynasty 3 of Manetho is not necessarily the same. That's what we should note. The Dynasty 3 of Manetho is not necessarily the same as the modern-day Dynasty 3, which begins with Djoser. Manetho's Dynasty 3 may begin with Kasekemwy. So that's the main point here, I think. Yeah, that's the main point. How long Djoser reigned is really not that important. Osiris and Thoth. Interesting. Evidently, Djoser did correspond well with Thoth in terms of how many years he reigned, but at the time I wrote this, that is, I don't know more than that at this point, and if it's not in the article, I can't really add to it. Okay. Today's proverb, little children, from Proverbs 14 and 16, the wise one fears and is turning away from badness, but the stupid is becoming furious and self-confident. So that's something to ponder. From Exodus 26. And the tabernacle, Jehovah commands Moses, you are to make of 10 tent cloths of fine twisted linen and blue thread and wool dyed reddish purple and caucus scarlet material with cherubs, the work of an embroiderer, you will make them. The length of each tent cloth is 28 cubits, and the width of each tent cloth is 4 cubits. There is one measure for all the tent cloths. 5 tent cloths are to form a series with the one joined to the other, and 5 tent cloths a series with the one joined to the other. And you must make loops of blue thread upon the edge of the one tent cloth at the end of the series, and you are to do the same upon the edge of the outermost tent cloth at the other place of junction. You will make 50 loops on the one tent cloth, and 50 loops you will make on the extremity of the tent cloth that is at the other place of junction, the loops being opposite one to the other. And you must make 50 hooks of gold and join the tent cloths one to the other by means of the hooks. And it must become one tabernacle. And you must make cloths of goat's hair for the tent upon the tabernacle. You will make 11 tent cloths. The length of each tent cloth is 30 cubits, and the width of each tent cloth is 4 cubits. There's one measure for the 11 tent cloths, and you must join 5 tent cloths by themselves and 6 tent cloths by themselves, and you must fold double the 6th tent cloth at the forefront of the tent, and you must make 50 loops upon the edge of the one tent cloth, the outermost one in the series, and 50 loops upon the edge of the tent cloth at the other place of junction, and you must make 50 hooks of copper and put the hooks in the loops and join the tent together, and it must become one. And what remains over of the cloths of the tent is an overhanging. Half of the tent cloth that remains over is to hang over the back of the tabernacle. And the cubit on this side and the cubit on that side in what remains over in the length of the cloths of the tent will serve as an overhanging on the sides of the tabernacle to cover it on this side and on that. And you must make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red and a covering of seal skins up on top. And you must make the panel frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing on end. 10 cubits is the length of a panel frame, and a cubit and a half is the width of each panel frame. Each panel frame has 2 tenons joined one to the other. That is the way you will do with all the panel frames of the tabernacle. And you must make the panel frames for the tabernacle, 20 panel frames for the side toward the Negev to the south. And you will make 40 socket pedestals of silver under the 20 panel frames. 2 socket pedestals under the one panel frame with its 2 tenons, and 2 socket pedestals under the other panel frame with its 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, the northern side, 20 panel frames, and there are 40 socket pedestals of silver, 2 socket pedestals under the one panel frame, and 2 socket pedestals under the other panel frame. And for the rear sections of the tabernacle to the west, you will make 6 panel frames. And you will make 2 panel frames as corner posts of the tabernacle on its 2 rear sections. And they should be duplicates at the bottom, and together they should be duplicates up to the top of each one at the first ring. That is the way it should be for the 2 of them. They will serve as 2 corner posts. And there must be 8 panel frames on their socket pedestals of silver, 16 pedestals, 2 socket pedestals under the one panel frame and 2 socket pedestals under the other panel frame. And you must make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the panel frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the panel frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the panel frames of the side of the tabernacle for the 2 rear sections to the west. And the middle bar at the center of the panel frames is running through from end to end. And you will overlay the panel frames with gold, and their rings you will make of gold as supports for the bars, and you must overlay the bars with gold. And you must set up the tabernacle according to the plan of it that you have been shown in the mountain. And you must make a curtain of blue thread and wool dyed reddish purple and caucus scarlet material and fine twisted linen. He will make it with cherubs, the work of an embroiderer. And you must put it upon 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold. Their pegs are of gold. They are upon 4 socket pedestals of silver. And you must put the curtain under the hooks and bring the Ark of the Testimony there within the curtain. And the curtain must make a division for you between the holy and the most holy. And you must put the cover upon the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy. And you must set the table outside the curtain, and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, and the table you will put on the north side. And you must make a screen for the entrance of the tent of blue thread and wool dyed reddish purple and caucus scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. And you must make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia and overlay them with gold. Their pegs are of gold, and you must cast for them 5 socket pedestals of copper. That's the end of Exodus 26. The details in part of the plan given to Moses in the mountain, the rest of which we don't have as far as the details go, but that's quite a few details about how the tabernacle was to be constructed. Luke 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "It is unavoidable that causes for stumbling should come. Nevertheless, woe to the one through whom they come. It would be of more advantage to him if a millstone were suspended from his neck and he were thrown into the sea than for him to stumble one of these little ones. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother commits a sin, give him a rebuke, and if he repents, forgive him. Even if he sins 7 times a day against you, and he comes back to you 7 times, saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." Now the apostle said to the Lord, "Give us more faith." Then the Lord said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard grain, you would say to this black mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who of you is there that has a slave plowing or minding the flock who will say to him when he gets back in from the field, 'Come here at once and recline at the table'? Rather, will he not say to him, 'Get something ready for me to have my evening meal, and put on an apron and minister to me until I am through eating and drinking, and afterward you can eat and drink?' He will not feel gratitude to the slave because he did the things assigned, will he? So you also, when you have done all the things assigned to you, say, 'We are good for nothing slaves. What we have done is what we ought to have done.' And while he was going to Jerusalem, he was passing through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering into a certain village, 10 leprous men met him. But they stood up afar off, and they raised their voices and said, 'Jesus, instructor, have mercy on us.' And when he got sight of them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priests.' Then as they were going off, their cleansing occurred. One of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell upon his face at Jesus' feet, thanking him. Furthermore, he was a Samaritan. In reply, Jesus said, "The 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where then are the other 9? Were none found that turned back to give glory to God but this man of another nation?" And he said to him, "Rise and be on your way. Your faith has made you well." But on being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with striking observableness. Neither will people be saying, 'See here,' or 'There.' For look, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Then he said to the disciples, "Days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And people will say to you, 'See there,' or 'See here.' Do not go out or chase after them. For even as the lightning by its flashing shines from one part under heaven to another part under heaven, so the Son of Man will be. First, however, he must undergo many sufferings and be rejected by this generation. Moreover, just as it occurred in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, men were marrying, women were being given in marriage until that day when Noah entered into the ark, and the flood arrived and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it occurred in the days of Lot, they were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot came out of Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. The same way it will be on that day when the Son of Man is to be revealed. On that day, let the person that is on the housetop, but whose movable things are in the house, not come down to pick these up. And the person out in the field, let him likewise not return to the things behind. Remember the wife of Lot? Whoever seeks to keep his soul safe for himself will lose it, but whoever loses it will preserve it alive. I tell you, in that night two men will be in one bed. The one will be taken along, but the other will be abandoned. There will be two women grinding at the same mill. The one will be taken along, but the other will be abandoned." So in response they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the eagles will be gathered together." That was Luke 17. And that's the end of our study for today, little children. It is May 17th, 2023, 1845 hours. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening and for watching. I hope you enjoyed it. In my behalf, it's Cammy and Phoebe saying bye for now.